247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
If you turn with me to Matthew, the 7th chapter, and from verse 1, we'll begin to read there. It says, "Stop judging others, and you will not be judged. For others will treat you as you treat them. Whatever measure you use in judging others, it will be used to measure how you are judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying, 'Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye,' when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, get rid of the log in your own eye, and perhaps you will be able to see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye." I brought you a word on this on Friday, and I believed then, as I believe now, that I wasn't done with this particular theme, if you will. We are all of us, without a shadow of a doubt, at some time in our lives, guilty of judging. On the daily devotional on Friday, I began to tell you a story and I ran right out of time and I had to say it very, very quickly. But I think today this particular story of my life is important. Some years ago, I was at Stoneleigh Bible Week and a guy came to preach in front of 13,000 people. He came to the podium and he said, "I'm a preacher who spends a lot of time in preparation before I bring a sermon, and I had been preparing all day to bring you a sermon, if you will, or a message in Psalms. And as I got up to walk to the podium, the Lord said to me, 'I want you to bring Isaiah 53. And so the preacher stood there and began to read Isaiah 53. And he began to cry. And he was in floods of tears toward the end. And in my brain, I said this: I'm pretty sure I could do that as well. I could cry on cue. I'm a trained actor. I could do that very easily. That's all I said. He then went on to deliver the most amazing message, a message I've never forgotten. But I had said I could do that too. I was judging him, and I was judging him in this way. I was saying that what you're bringing is not anointed by God, and therefore it's a play act. That's how I was judging him. Oh boy. I go now forward about 3 months, and I was down in Fleet in Hampshire with, at that time, my partner. We used to have a small theatre company called the Constructive Construction Company. And we went down there to do a youth gig. And part of what we were doing, I had to go out and read from Scripture. And funnily enough, I had to read Isaiah 53. This wasn't planned. This is what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to go out and read Isaiah 53. And as I was reading that, my partner was doing something on stage. He was acting. He was doing some mime. I can't remember exactly what was going on, but that's what he was doing. And the first show was fine. We had to do a second show at around about 7:30. So we started to do this next show, and I got to the point where I had to read Isaiah 53. And I began to cry. And I began to cry so profusely I couldn't continue. I actually had to leave the stage and go into the dressing room Well, my partner was standing there thinking, what on earth's going on? And so we put some music, or he put some music on, or a musical thing started to happen. And he came down to me and he said, what on earth is going on with you? I said, I have no idea. But I know I can't read this. And I was still crying my heart out. And in that dressing room, when I was sitting there all on my own, sobbing and sobbing and sobbing, I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, do not ever say one of my anointed is acting. That's all the Lord said. And it took me back to that time at Stoneleigh where this preacher was bringing Isaiah 53. It was incredible. And I fell to my knees and I said, I am so, so sorry, Lord. Please, in Jesus' name, forgive me. The Lord then went on to say to me, the next time you see him, I want you to apologize to him. And so I said, yes, Lord, I will, thinking I would never, ever see him again. Well, the following year at Stoneleigh, I was sitting right at the very back. Remember, there was 13,000 people there. And who was standing right by my side at the end of the service but this preacher? And I knew I had to say something. And I knew the Lord had engineered it so that I would be able to say, I am so sorry to him. And I told him the story. And I said to him, I am so, so sorry. And he just put his arms around me and he said, it's fine. It's fine. Beloved, stop judging others and you yourself will not be judged. Beloved, listen to this if you listen to nothing else. If you stop pointing your finger or accusing people or saying things that are detrimental to that person, when it's to do with God himself, please stop doing that. If indeed you are, please stop judging. And the Lord says, you won't be judged yourself. Take the log out of your own eye before you start looking at the speck in your brother's eye. You know, it's amazing when you think about it. The Lord used that word log, and I believe he used it for a reason. Because if there's a log in your eye, how on earth can you see anything else? You can't see anything except that log. In other words, I believe Jesus is saying this to us today. Be inward looking. Start looking at our own faults, our own misgivings, the things that are going wrong in our lives. We should stop looking outwards. And we should start looking inward. Ask the Lord to point out all the errors in our lives. That's what we should be doing. Asking God Almighty to say, Lord, what's wrong with me? Why am I like this? Why do I judge? Help me, Father, not to be judgmental. Help me, Father, not to be one of those that point the finger. As I worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, reveal to me where I need to change in my life. Father, show me the errors of my ways. Thank you, Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me the right way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Beloved, if you can say amen to that prayer, then you've just prayed it with me. You've prayed it in agreement with me. So I'd love you just to say that now. Just say amen and amen.